it's actually with the lower two, meaning second and third, and we'll get into the chakras in a very deep presentation later on. The second and third need to be cleared and balanced. The fourth and fifth, heart wisdom, need activation and balancing. And the sixth needs coordination, activation, and opening of the gateway. So the sixth chakra, third eye, coordinates the other five with the other five chakras below it, as well as needs full activation itself, as well as makes integration to the seventh. The fourth and fifth chakras actually are energized or intensified and activated further, and then balanced, and ultimately become crystallized. The second and third primarily need clearing and balancing, becoming unknotted, becoming harmonious and sufficiently cleared, so that energy can go up further. And we'll see this too, the ascension of energy up the spine, the kundalini, you know, from the base chakra to the seventh. Ra talks about that as well. So Ra adds, in many cases, therefore, those normally quite blocked, weakened, and distorted can, through love and strength of will, become healers momentarily. You can think of the Matrix movie where Trinity gives Neo a big kiss after he dies and brings him back to life. This is lovely, you know, through love and strength of will, right? She loved him deeply. He was the one and the one for her. And by strength of will and faith, she knew he was the one. She knew he couldn't die. You can't die. And, you know, belief moves mountains, right? So she had utter certainty that he can't die. He is the one, and loved him deeply and brought him back. That's no different, in essence, than what Jesus did when he's raising the dead, if that really happened. But that's what a healer will do, or a great master, in terms of either helping, healing another, or itself becoming a perfect healer of oneself in the moment, by great strength of will. This is very interesting. However, to be a healer by nature, one has to train oneself. And so then Don asks about the training. I'm going to go through this response and the next one, and then we'll open to questions. I think maybe people are getting ready for asking questions. So Don asks, should the person to receive training be living the law of one? Ra says, this is both correct and incorrect. To someone such as yourself, with a desire to learn about healing, it is correct, meaning you ought to be living the law of one in your training. However, there are some souls who can heal, yet their lives do not reflect the law of one. These souls have, nevertheless, found a pathway to intelligent infinity, divine healing power, i.e. seventh chakra, even though they still have blockages in their lower chakras. Again, I've a little bit modified the language in these paragraphs to make it easier, so you will find phrases that Ra doesn't use, like divine. They never use the word divine. And they don't, in fact, I'm not sure if they use the term lower chakras either. But, you know, bear with me. So, you know, compared to Ra, even a nice word like divine, I think, is kind of loose, not a narrow band transmission, as it looks to me now. But I apologize for that. So, Ra is basically saying, if you want to learn about healing, then of course you need to be living the law of one. Living the law of one means seeking to be of benefit to self and other, and seeking to be in balance and harmony, seeking, you know, our own best way forward for the benefit of all, you know. That's pretty simple. So if you want to learn healing and get that training, then sure, you ought to have a spiritual way of living. But then there are people who do healing, but their lives don't reflect that, which means, Ra used the term, their lives don't equal their work. Or their work is greater than their life. Their life does not equal their work. And you can think of more than a few healers and energy senders and spoon benders who are showmen and are in league with negativity, or they're just egotistical and they want a big following, and their lives don't reflect the law of one. They are manipulating others. They are self-aggrandizing. Yet they can either heal or have access to intelligent energy, sixth chakra, because they found a pathway to intelligent infinity, seventh. The pathway is the link between sixth and seventh chakra. They made the pathway to intelligent infinity, seven, by accessing it through six, by opening to intelligent energy, which comes through sixth chakra from seventh. Still they have blockages in lower chakras. And so, me too, you know. I can be a wonderful teacher, but I still have blockages. And so that working on the blockages is a separate work than the presenting of Ra's truth, in my case, you know. Or our, you know, it's like people say, well, it's not so hard to help others, it's hard to really help yourself. It's not so hard to give good advice or to appreciate the glory of this teaching to me. But, you know, I myself have my own work to do and still areas of mind that are not healed, balanced, accepted, integrated, you know, normally. So Don asks, can you restate that in another way? Meaning, can you restate this distinction between types of healers living or not living the law of one? What is that all about? Ra said there are two categories of healers. One, those such as yourself who, having an innate desire to share knowledge of the law of one, can heal but do not. And then those who, with the same knowledge, show no significant desire towards unity or law of one in either mind, body, or spirit, yet nevertheless have opened a channel to the same ability. And so the point is that there are those who, without proper training, nevertheless heal. These souls, whose life does not equal their work, may find some difficulty in continuing to absorb the energy of intelligent infinity, and thus they may become quite distorted, causing disharmony in themselves and others, and perhaps even need to cease their healing activity altogether. Therefore, only those of the first type, those who seek to serve and are willing to be trained in thought, word, and action, are generally able to comfortably maintain their healing service. It's also important to understand that those who ask to learn the disciplines of healing must take responsibility for what they are asking, for the training, and for the training they receive. This is an honor and a duty which must be carefully considered in their own free will before it is requested. Again, a lot of loaded statements here. So, so let's go into the two categories of healers. It's pretty straightforward. There are people who are spiritual, people who want to share the law of one, or, you know, spiritual teaching, can do healing, but don't. There are many of us, many wanderers are in this category. And then, interestingly, there are others who may have the same knowledge of healing or the same knowledge of the law of one, or they may have some spiritual orientation, but they don't really seek. I think Ra's phrase, having the same knowledge, means, I'm not sure if it's knowledge of the law of one or knowledge of healing, but there are people who have no, you know, obviously no great desire for spiritual transformation, but still have powers. And so we see that pretty often. So still, those without proper training can heal. Those whose life does not equal their work, their personal life, may then find difficulty in continuing to absorb the energy of intelligent infinity, meaning the continued reception of energy from the seventh center into the sixth will lead to further distortion because of lower chakra blockage. So the sixth chakra, every chakra relates to every other one, continuing to receive energy from the seventh, through the sixth, with lower chakra blockages can lead one to a burnout condition, or a spin out, or a crash and burn, or any other phrase you'd like to use, that indicates the weight, the intensity of the distortion of mind developing from non-healed, non-balanced lower chakra blockage leads that healer to have to stop their work and turn more attention to their own inner balancing work. I'm familiar with that myself, and it happens quite often. So the people who the only ones who can comfortably maintain the healing service over a long time are those willing to be trained in thought, word, and deed. And that dichotomy, or that trio, thought, word, and action, is actually used in Buddhism also. In action, I think it's action, thought, and speech. But there's a distinction. You know, the Tibetan Buddhists make some, you know, there are certain teachings that are centered around training of thought, mind, word, speech, and action or conduct. So it's interesting that Ra uses the same three. So the final point is regarding responsibility. And this also applies when we use aids, A-I-D-S, that enhance or intensify, quicken our spiritual progress, like crystals, like pyramids, like certain kinds of shapes. There are certain kinds of New Age gadgets that work, actually. There are some little machines. And then there are also, you know, crystals and pyramids and oils and incense and even meditation as a practice. All of these actually increase our responsibility for applying and offering to others and putting into practice these intensified the effect of the intensified spiritual training supports. So asking to be trained in healing, asking to learn the disciplines of healing, like taking upon oneself the disciplines of an adept, right? Development of sixth chakra in focus, as well as putting a pyramid in your room, or using oils and incense, or using crystals, or using a little machine. All of those actually change the parameters of duty, obligation, and therefore responsibility. It's a very subtle thing, and it's actually quite important. So it's like saying, I want more spiritual money. Or I want more credit in the Bank of Heaven. I'd like to take a loan to the bank in the Bank of Heaven with this, by using this pyramid or using this little energy technology machine that I put to my brain, or I vibrate the room or something. Well, that's fine, but that credit is going to have to be repaid in service, actually. Now, the service need not be making a website and doing teaching. It may be meditating more and radiating love light. So, but there's got to be some way that the intensified input leads to a carefully applied intensified output. And that's part of what Ra is talking about when they're saying take responsibility for what they're asking and the training received. Why do we need to carefully consider with free will the honor and duty of taking upon ourselves the healer's training? or, again, using a pyramid or a crystal.